about?
At TCK, we are about the Great Commission.
What do we do?
We manifest Christ in our everyday lives.
And how is that?
We preach and teach the unconditional love and grace of God.
Oh.
To the nations of the world.
And therefore?
Leading people into an intimate relationship with God.
That's purpose.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
We are still continuing in our teaching. Welcome everyone.
Tucheyongerayo nokusomesa kwaffe tubaaniriza mwena lero.
I believe you're ready.
Nzikiriza twetesetese.
If you haven't listened to previous teachings, please do.
Bobanga towuliriza amasomo agayise bambi dayo gawuliriza.
You'll be able to follow.
Ojja kusobola okugoberera.
I praise God for every generation wherever you are.
Nebaza Katonda olwa buli lukungana lwa generation we mutudde lero.
God bless you so much. Thank you for the great work. Thank you for evangelizing. Thank you for mobilizing the body of Christ. Your Father is happy. Praise the Lord. Again, I want to mention that we are recording from the Faith Park. And right now there is a camp, Soha camp going on. And a lot of kids are gathered here. And so there might be some noise in the background. Please bear with us. There is a lot of work going on at the Faith Park. Praise the Lord. But we are blessed. God has given us an amazing work. And you know what? Great things are doing. Please, I encourage you to find out how Soha is. And Just Earth. You know, God is transforming lives through us. It's exciting. The future is great. You know, I've been here these days looking at our kids. And I see a great future. And my heart is excited. I am truly blessed to be part of the work that God is doing today. So be part of Soha, be part of Just Earth, be part of everything.
And
get information. Look for information. So you know what God is using us to do. Praise the Lord. And so today, we are still talking about the things we need to protect our hearts from. The things we need to drive out of our environment. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Determines the course of your life. It determines your future, your destiny. Life starts there. And so we are talking about competition. Changing our attitude. And we become a collaborative team instead of competitors. We are one body. The hands can't compete with the legs. The eyes can't compete with ears. So how do we guard our hearts from pride, from competition, from control? Is when we develop a servant's attitude. We become servants instead of masters. God is not calling us to be masters over others. But God has called us to be servants of others. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 7. I'm reading the NLT version. It says, therefore, I, a prisoner of a prisoner for serving the Lord. Now, God does not use slaves. But Paul calls himself a prisoner for serving the Lord. What does that mean? Paul became so humble. He put away his vision and he took Christ's vision. His agenda was put away and he took Christ's agenda. And so he lost himself in Christ. And he lost everything. He denied himself everything. It was by choice. He chose to serve the Lord. He says, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling. Lead a life worthy of your calling. A life that is worthy of your calling. For you have been called by God. Always be humble. Always be humble. Now he tells you how to lead a life worthy of your calling. Always. Not sometimes, always be humble. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Now, this is how we have to lead a life worthy of our calling. Making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Allowance, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Now, how do you do this? It is when you know that people will do mistakes and you choose to forgive them before they even do those mistakes. That's how you make allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Love forgives. Love is patient. Love is forgiving and patient. So you make allowance for people's mistakes. This is how you lead a life worthy of your calling. And the Bible says, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the spirit. Now notice it's an effort that is made. That means there are hindrances to walking this life. There are things that will hinder you from walking this life. Because we are a family. People are still under transformation. And you will get obstacles. You find yourself in situations. Some of them might be painful. But the Lord says, you must walk. You must lead a life worthy of your calling because of your calling. In the generation where you are, you have a calling there. You are there for a purpose. God has called you to be part of that generation. And because you're called to be in that generation, to be a member of that generation, the Bible says, make every effort. Make every effort. To keep yourselves united in the spirit. Which means there are things that will come to separate you. Seeds of discord. But make every effort to overcome them. Binding yourselves together with peace. Paul says, if possible, be at peace with all men. For there is one body and one spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. Wow. Wow. There is one Lord. One faith. One baptism. One God and Father of all. Who is over all. In all and living through all. However, He has given each one of us a special gift. Through the generosity of Christ. He has given each one of us a special gift. And this gift is to serve the body. So make every effort. Make sure there's nothing that stops you from serving with your gift. The New King James says, in verse 7, but to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Christ's gift. So there is a measure that has been given to you by Christ's gift. Make every effort. Praise the Lord. Now Ephesians 4, 1 to 6 reminds us of 8 things. God has called every believer. God has called every generation member. You are called by God. You are placed on the body by God. God has a purpose for you. God has called you. The call of God is upon you. So don't allow anything to affect who you are and take you out of the way of your calling. Be steadfast. Because God has called you. Number two, God has gifted every one of us with a special gift that corresponds with our calling. So people have gifts. Let's use every gift. Let's find a way of using every gift. Let's find a way of promoting every gift. These are special gifts that correspond with the calling of our generation members. So don't fight them, don't kill them, don't compete with them, but serve them to make their gifts better. Number three, when we step out to exercise our gifts, the kingdom of God comes in our midst. That's how we manifest the kingdom of God. So begin to step out, exercise your gifts. And when people step out to exercise their gifts, support them. Collaborate with them. Don't fight them. Don't compete with them. Because you'll never be like them. The Bible has said, He has given them a special gift. He has given them a special gift. Don't compete. You also, you have your own gift. God has called you differently. God has blessed you uniquely. Number four, your gift and calling flows from your identity in Christ. Your identity is in Christ. Your identity is in Christ. Your identity is not in what you do, the things you do. Remember verse 7 said, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. So your gift and calling flows from your identity in Christ. So keep your identity in Christ. Don't put your identity in other things. So this is how people breed competition, pride, and control all those evil spirits. Is when they think their identity is in their gifts. And so they begin to lift their gifts over people. Oh, my gift. They talk about their gifts, they push their gifts, they want to shine.
neboogera ku birabo byabwe baagala okwakayakana okusinga.
So their gifts become more important than people.
Ebirabo ne bifuuka by'amakulu nnyo okusinga abantu.
Why? Because they think their identity is in those gifts.
Kuba balowooza endabika yaabwe n'obuntu bwabwe buli mu birabo ebyo.
No, your gift is in your identity is in Christ, not in your gift.
Naye endabika yo eri mu Kristo so si mu kirabo kyo.
Number 5.
Chokutano.
Learn to be who you are.
Liga okubeera kyekyo ky'oli.
And the gift will begin to flow out of you. Be who you are. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to put up a show. Be who you are. Every time you come out, you'll be unique. People
are
going to love you. People will be blessed by you. Because they are looking for what you have. Don't compete. Be who you are. Be simple. Be humble. Be down to earth. Don't promote yourself. Don't do those things. Let God lift you. Let God bless you. You know, I've seen God bless me. I've seen God lift me. I've seen God. Praise God. And I don't care if people don't know me. God knows me. Praise the Lord. So your gift will begin to flow out of you. Number 6. God is calling is about connections. God is calling is relational. God is calling is relational. He says in verse 2, always be humble and be gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Because of your calling, because of your love. Be gentle. Be patient. Relate with people.
Kolagana n'abantu.
You know, God is gonna use you.
Katonda agenda kukozesa.
Amongst people.
Wakati mu bantu.
Not trees.
Si mu miti.
Not animals.
Si mu nsolo.
Not mountains.
Si mu nsozi.
But people.
Ne abantu.
People.
Abantu.
So you have to be among people.
Kati oyina okubeera wakati mu bantu.
You got to love people.
Oteeka okwagala abantu.
You have to connect with people. Ministry is relational. We serve people. We don't serve trees. So you can't lock yourself in a box. You have to get out of your box and build relationships. Relate with people. People must be able to find you. People must be able to relate with you. There are people who are called by God. They are highly gifted, but they have limited themselves because people can't access them. And that's playing so low. So run away, guard your heart from pride.
Katikakana we kume omutima gwo kuveri amalala.
Humble yourself. Let people relate with you.
Kakana we wombe ka bantu bakanye nawe
bakolagane nawe. People need to know you.
Abantu bagala ku
mayi. People need to understand you.
Abantu bagala kutegera.
But don't walk over people's heads.
Neto tambulia ku mitwe gy'abantu.
And promote your gift.
Nova ngo yimusa kirabo kyo.
Walking over people's heads. Don't look over their heads. Look into their eyes. See them in the image of God. People are looking for the love of God. People are looking for the love of God. People are looking for the love of God. People are tired of drama. They want things that are legit. Pure love. Pure love. So be there for people. Look into their eyes. Talk to people. Relate with people. Listen to people. Don't look over their heads. Praise the Lord. It's because of your calling. It's because of your love that you must be humble, gentle, and be patient, and make allowance for people's mistakes. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Number 7. Our relationships
in
the body of Christ reflects our relationship with the Lord Jesus. Now there are people who come and say, oh, my relationship with God has grown. Man, I'm deep. And I know the values and the principles of the Word of God. I pray for many hours. I do that. I hear the Lord. Oh, they speak in tongues. But when you look at them, how they relate with people, their attitude does not reflect what they say. Your relationship with God will be reflected in your relationship with people. If you have an encounter with God, you're
going
to love everyone, including your enemies. But if you have locked some people out and you still speak evil and you still speak poison against them, trust me, you know about God, but you don't know Him. You know about Him, but you don't know God. A man that has known God will forgive immediately. You forgive before they even offend you. You know about Him, but you don't know Him. He gave His only begotten Son to His enemies. Christ died for us while we were still seen as ungodly and enemies with God. He forgave us before we repented. But for you're still waiting for people to come and repent. That's not what God has called you to be. Let's change our attitude and become servants, not masters. Our relationship with God will be reflected in our relationships with people. Praise the Lord. Number 8. Service is the key to love. We build up one another when we serve one another. Service is the key to love. Love is not what we say. Love is what we do. Love is not what we say. Love is what we do. Don't talk to me, love. Show me love. Don't talk love to each other. Generation members, get away from church language. That is why we build generations. Because generations take us from the four walls attitude. You know, I hate religion. That's why I believe in generations. We do not talk love, we do love, we show love, we act love.
So
service will show love. Because love is touched, love is tangible, love is visible, love is felt. We don't hear love, we see love. We touch love. We feel love. And this is done through service. Serving humanity. Serving others. Service. I saw this many years ago. That's why I went from the four walls. I left the four walls and I went to Sudan and lived in the mountains with people. Sometimes we need to go out and stop looking over people. Let's live with people. I went in the mountains in southern Sudan and I lived with real people. I went to northern Uganda during the war. I camped at Lacho Hospital and I saw the pain of humanity. I lived with people. I was training myself to serve. Because I was tired of church politics and language and talking love, I love you with the love of the Lord. Oh, sister in Christ.
Oh,
brother in Christ. And you find them in corridors talking again. It's the same person they said is brother in Christ. Who they love in the love of Jesus Christ. With the love of the Lord. Wow. Number 8. Service. Number 8. Service is the key of love. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, Holy Spirit, touch our hearts. Teach us pure love. Teach us pure love. The love of God has been released in our hearts. Teach us to release it to people. Teach us to love one another. Teach us to serve one another. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hand it over to your generation leader. Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing, and nothing broken.